Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. I actually have some clips, and I don't usually do this, but I want to play these clips and then have people go ahead and call in and comment on what do we think of the leadership and where they're trying to take us and whether or not we're going to cooperate and go the way they want to take us. So, Sam, if you can play, there's two clips just back to back, and then people, if you want to call in, because I'm just taking calls from the beginning, if anybody's wants to talk, 512-248-8252, and just go ahead and call in and listen to these clips. I want to know if people have heard this. I've only heard this one place, and I'd like to see what you think about it. So if you can play those clips just back to back, that'd be great.
Luckily, we still have ethical and political breaks to slow it down or to prevent it. But the technical ability is already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, genetics and genetic engineering is just one avenue of doing that. We are also have this remarkable improvement in computer science and artificial intelligence. So, you know, genetics is really just, in a way, taking natural selection, evolution, and pressing the fast forward button. Something that would have taken a million years of evolution, we'll try to do it in 10 years. But then we have completely new ways to create and redesign entities, the inorganic way of linking humans to computers, brains to computers, or even creating completely non-organic entities.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence, perhaps even artificial consciousness, which is even a more radical change. You can say that genetic engineering is just playing with the same bits and pieces that evolution has played for billions of years. This is something completely new that to create really inorganic entities. And now if you give the tools to start changing or overcoming biology, just, you know, think about sex life. Almost every religion and every ideology wanted to really change human sexuality or limit it, but they couldn't. You had vows of chastity in the church, and how many people actually lived up to the vows of chastity? Now think, if you can really start messing with human biology, what will be the result of these sexual fantasies of different religions and ideologies?
I'm not sure if that was both clips. Sam, is there another clip?
Very soon people will walk around with biometric sensors on or even inside their bodies and will allow Google or Facebook.
Because some human beings care about their children.
VAERS
was established in 1990 as an early warning system to identify negative reactions and side effects of vaccination.
Sam, go ahead and hold off on that clip. Something's happening.
Makes sense.
The way it's coming through. We can just go with that first one. Something weird happened on that second piece of the clip. So I think we've got enough. So here's the issue. Do we respect what God created and that we are his creation and that he makes the rules, or don't we? Are we going to have Leah Thomas, which is a man, competing against women because, well, we just feel like he feels like a woman, so that's the new reality. That's what Yuval Harari, that man's name was Yuval Harari. And Yuval Harari is the advisor, the main advisor to Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, who said, you will have nothing and you will like it? That Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab that wrote the book, The Great Reset, his new book, The Great Narrative. Well, what is that great narrative about? What do we have to have a narrative for? Well, we're going to replace what the Bible says. We're going to replace the history. The Bible is his story. It's the history of this planet. It's how the creation was made and what the people are and how they're supposed to live optimally in this environment. And what we have is we have man coming along and saying the opposite of everything God said. God said, be fruitful and multiply. In marriage, thou shalt not commit adultery. And a man that won't take care of his children is worse than an infidel. So what you have there is the structure of family, man and woman under God, over their children, and having in abundance more children. What does the current environment tell us to do? Don't have children, abort your children, sell your children, genetic engineering, evolution. None of this is real. Even Darwin, on his deathbed, acknowledged there was no evolution. If you look at what your DNA is, it is a blueprint. If you create what the blueprint says, you get the human. So there is no evolution. Don't evolve. You don't change in terms of becoming something other than what you originally were. A dog does not evolve into a cat. The DNA says make a dog or make a cat or make a baby. And it is a baby, even if it's in the mother's womb. The zygote, the sperm and the egg come together. That zygote is part of each of the mother and the father and its own soul. It is a live entity. Because we choose to tear it out of the womb and flush it down the toilet or heat the hospital with it doesn't mean that it wasn't exactly what it is, aborticide, murder. You've taken the life that was created by the creator and that you had no right to destroy any more than anyone had the right to destroy you when you were in your mother's womb. But you hear this man, Yuval Harari, and he's advising Klaus Schwab. And Klaus Schwab is the group and the Davos group. These are the people puppeting our governments right now. Joe Biden's not running anything, and we all know that. But to get to the extent, because we have a lot of talk on these different shows where, well, we're not really sure if there's a God. Well, you know, we don't all agree. We'll agree to disagree. Well, that's why we're losing the battle. If we can't come together in truth, there's no way to win. And if we can't get something so simple and so basic is that there's a God that created you, and the one that creates is the one that has the right to control. And what are we doing? We're acquiescing to men who are posing as our leaders and doing what they say. Well, what other outcome can we have except to destroy everything that our forefathers built? There can be no other outcome. And to be uncertain that there is a God and he does have rules as to the way your body works, and relationships work, and how to build successful communities. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So I'm looking at some of the other things that Yuval Harari was talking about. He was talking about man's evolution and genetic engineering and playing with man. Think about that for a minute. How much respect do you think he has for you when they're talking about hacking humans? That's one of the parts of the eclipse. I'm trying to look while I'm sitting here to read you the clips, but I can't. So I would like it if you could look up Yuval Harari, Y-U-V-A-L, Harari, H-A-R-A-R-I, and just pull up some of the quotes. It'll shock you. And if you're a person that doesn't believe in God, or you're not sure that the God in heaven that created you has a right to rule you and wants you to have abundance on this planet, but you can't have it if you keep obeying illegitimate authority, if you keep giving the fruit of your labor and your energy to build their creation, if you keep watching their media, allowing your children to watch their lamestream media, the legacy media, whereby they program you, they tell you what to expect. Oh, Ukraine, Ukraine. They redirect your attention. So you can't focus on the truth. And that's what the game is. And it's so simple to win, but you can't do it in absence of respect for the truth. And you can't do it by giving your money, your time, and your attention to these Satanist pedophiles. Right now, they're saying that people that speak like I do are traitors. I say the COVID shot kills people. That's a fact. Well, they call me a terrorist. They call me a traitor. I say the election of 2020 was stolen. And it's obvious. But that makes me a traitor. I say January 6th was a lawful redress of grievance. They say I'm a traitor. I'm a terrorist. And so what are we going to do about this? Because if we're still going to our jobs and doing what they say so we can get the money, well, we're participating. If we're still giving the fruit of our labor to people that we don't owe it to, so that they can take that money and use it to destroy countries a la Russia right now, well, whose fault is that? You're contributing to the problem. Is it scary? Is it a notion that you just never thought about to not give your money in the form of taxation to a government of criminals because you don't want to be hurt or you don't want to suffer or sacrifice? Okay, I understand that. But there are consequences that come as a result of your inability to yield to the truth. And the truth is, you don't owe the fruit of your labor to any man. The Bible says you owe no man anything but love. The Bible says, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This is ours to do. This is our work to do. And many hands makes light work. So we have to, one at a time, stop giving the fruit of your labor if you don't owe it. If you're not sure and you don't understand, I love Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. Start investigating. Keep your money in your pocket. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. That's another thing. Just start saying no. As you look at them telling you, wear a mask, take a shot, no. And might you get hurt? Yep. Might you get hurt driving down the street? Could somebody carjack you? Yep. Does that mean you never drive your car? Nope. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home, meaning control their education. You have to, it shouldn't surprise you when you let Tranny Story Time and Heather Has Two Mommies and Here's How You Have Abortions and No History, No Cursive, No Jesus, No Bible, no anything that matters in the classroom, and then you wonder why your children are lost to you. Because that's what's happening. You look at these families, and they're broken, and you wonder why. Well, you broke it. You're the one that sent that child out and away and into a community of people that are teaching something opposite of the truth. And it is the polar opposite. It's not just distracting them. They're teaching them lies. And that doesn't mean every school, and it doesn't mean all the time, but it doesn't have to be. It just has to cause doubt. If you doubt the truth, you're saved by grace through faith and truth, faith in Christ, who is the way, the truth, and life. If you have any doubt about the truth, they've won. And then boycott big business. Support your local businesses. Take your money, your retirement money, instead of leaving it in these stock markets and all these places where they take the money and build and then move it up and down. Start working with family, friends, neighbors. Were you an electrician? Maybe you start a little electrical business or enterprise, not business. Whatever it is you do, hair, growing, farming, whatever. But we have to start producing in this country again. They shipped our whole manufacturing base to Mexico and then to China. So we're begging the people that we want to fight to send us clothes, military uniforms. Well, could they put a chip in there so they know where our troops are? Weapons, microchips for our computers or phones? Does this make sense to anybody? They did this without our permission. At this point, the only way to get control back is to stop giving them our money and start using our time and attention to build what we want. And the last thing, turn off that idiot box TV. The television is television. They're programming you. They're telling you what to pay attention to, and they're consuming your time and energy. So we have to stop that. But that's my basic plan. Let me get on to callers because Sandy from Texas has come on in, and thank you so much for calling. I really want to, if people would please call in, I want to know what you think about this. Have you heard these Yuval Harari clips? Is this plain enough? For those of you that aren't really sure if God is God, I mean, I'm not a preacher, but if we don't get down to the truth, we really do have no chance. And if you don't think there's a God, call. I mean, I love to have that discussion. But anyway, the number 512-248-8252. And Sandy from Texas, come on in. And what do you think?
Well, hey, thank you, Lauren. That whatever his name is, right hand man of Klaus Schwab, that idiot, he came out and he says it so confidently. He says, today we have the ability to, we can just program the people now. We've got the ability. And then you have to wonder, okay, all the food they gave us with all these different particles in it, probably has spike protein. You got your chemtrails that has all these different barium, strontium, and aluminum, which are all conductors, and all this stuff. So he thinks for some reason, I guess they're going to use 5G, that they can program us to do what they want now. So they think they actually have us in their grips of they can do whatever they want. Now, the number one thing, like you said, turn the TV off. I think that's our number one enemy. There's too many people watching the news. I watch old Westerns when I turn my TV on. I never watch the news, or I watch a sporting game or something like that. But I don't get into what these guys are saying. But everybody around me is spouting that narrative that's on the TV. And if these guys really think they can control us, I'd sure like to see how they're going to do this. Maybe the people who got that shot, they'll probably be controllable with the spike proteins or whatnot. But yes, there is a God, and I'm sure he's rolling over upstairs when he tries to take a nap, thinking, holy crap, how do these guys not see this, you know? It's crazy, Lauren. I mean...
it is.
We're just to assume
crazy.
If we were made in his image, he
I
has
took
to...
notes on this. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was interrupting, but I found some of these notes, and I was going to just, I love what you just said, because I couldn't remember, but isn't it, I mean, I was laughing when I heard it, but then I almost wanted to cry, but it says, we can hack your brain, you need an antivirus for the brain, so you mm-hmm. don't get manipulated by fake news, as a human, I have an illusion of free will, and we must be protected. I can't read this by the manipulation. I don't know. I can't read the whole thing, but basically, I mean, what do you call this? I mean, human feelings are the most important thing. You know, that's more important than God's commandments. I just...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
That's right, folks. Undivided. Undivided from the truth. And that's the only way we're going to win this. I am so sorry I missed the commercial. Sandy, you want to continue? I didn't hear that commercial coming in. Did you have something else you wanted to say? Sandy, are we still with Sandy? Or okay. So we're on to the next caller then. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we have Betty from Oklahoma. Come on in, Betty. What do you got?
Right. Budget appropriation
bill. Hold on. It just clicked in. Can you start back from the beginning?
Yeah. This week, the Senate passed the omnibus budget appropriation bill for $1.5 trillion. The way it was passed.
Insane, isn't it?
Well, it's not if people aren't told. And I don't know how many of them have had access to the fact that it had 2,200 pages, that it was the head of the Senate called the Senate at midnight, and between 1 and 2 o'clock they passed this with nobody reading the damn bill. There's gun control in it. There's $12 billion for the war over in the Ukraine. There's details for adopting a yearly budget needs to be understood. The amount of the budget and the auxiliary additional amounts that have been added to it in the last session of months of this year. People are not informed on that. And I would like to suggest a couple of websites, if I'm not being too wordy.
No, go ahead. Are they short?
No, one of them is federalnewsnetwork.com. That's a private
that's fine.
Organization. Okay, and of course the other one then is just to go and find out how the budgets are and what it means that the money is not appropriated, that they have discretion how they want to spend tremendous amount. This omnibus is a supplement to the $1.6 trillion adopted earlier this year. So if people aren't willing to go and get informed on it, I don't know what to do, except I'm wondering if you have any suggestions. Do you think it's possible that we could go our sheriff and say, we want to start with this evidence of a broken system and the people who did it, and then just work up.
Wow.
I don't know. Up the court chain,
yeah,
I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you what else to do. Let's respect the Constitution.
Please.
We have a Declaration mm-hmm. of Independence, and what does it say the purpose of government is? To defend these rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Governments are instituted among men. So the government is not there to tell us what to do, to extract our wealth, and then to throw it away like this, $1.5 trillion here. Remember the COVID? How many trillion did we throw away on COVID? And now they're using it to fly brown skins from South America and Haitians and everybody except white people. If you're a white South African that wants to get out, no, 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 no America for you. And they're flying these people with no skill sets, with putting them on welfare, flying them into the interior of our country and setting them up in enclaves. They're there to fight Americans. So the question is, why do we continue to give them our money? They wouldn't be able to use to do a $1.5 trillion budget unless we, the people, were cooperating with the whole charade. If you look at the Declaration of the Constitution, the government shall meet, and it's Article 1, I believe it's Section 2, Paragraph 4. And it says the government, the Congress shall meet once a year, and such meeting shall be the first Monday of December, unless by law they shall declare a different date. When the 20th Amendment, paragraph 2, or section 2, they declared a different date. The different date was the third day of January. In principle, you look at that, we started out with a country of free kings, sovereign men, and I mean sovereign in terms of, you know, because God is always the ruler. You can't be sovereign over the creator. But each man was a king and he ruled himself. And that's what this land was about, live and let live. The government came together at the end of the year to see if there was any conflict or problems between states. They changed that in the during the 20th Amendment, mid-1900s, to third day of January. Why'd they do that? Because now they're going to meet all year long to tell us what to do. Now, is it their fault that this country looks like it does? No, it's our fault for going along with it. If we want to do something, we need to start taking that Constitution, go to your House representatives, go to your local representatives, go to your sheriff, go to everybody. We need to make it just blast the horn so people understand what's happened. That's the only way. There's no way to stop criminals from being criminals. They're criminals. But you can stop going along with it.
Stop participating. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time a fat cat's had a heart attack. You know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend.
That's right. Hey, Betty, I hope you're still there. yeah, we need to give him a heart attack.
Yeah. There's another thing
I just wanted to finish
there.
Say it again.
When you're
finished.
Say
it again, Betty. Okay.
Let me finish after you do.
Okay, I sure will. Just like the states created the federal government, so the states are the ones that are in control. Their representation was taken from them when they decided to elect the senators at large. They used to be appointed by their state houses to defend their state. And so what's happened is we are just going along with a bunch of rule changes that are not to our benefit. The federal government was only supposed to run on tariffs, the tariffs for goods that were coming in. We're not supposed to have this behemoth of a federal government. So we're going to need to just stop doing what they say, and we're going to need to hold our state reps accountable. Their job is to defend the citizens of the state from the federal government. And if we start putting the rule book in their face, and stop obeying illegitimate authority and going along with what they're doing, I think that's the shortest, quickest way to get what we want. But you go ahead and finish up. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay,
still getting the hang of
it. No, good. Let me just say one last thing and then quit. I think that we ought to take the liability as citizens to teach ourselves. And then there was one last thing that they did that is kind of upsetting to me, and that is, they're aiming to hire a great many more federal employees to take all the retired people who have ever worked for the government, you know, who are still alive working for the, having worked for the government, plus all government employees, plus all businesses associated that the government is paying for, and hire people that will censor them and handle that money situation. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for your concern, and thanks for looking at what's actually happening. If we had a country full of people like you, we wouldn't be in this situation. In any case, we're going to go on to the next caller, Mike from Kentucky. And Mike, I want to talk to you when I have a chance. Come on in, Mike.
Yeah, there's several ways to get a hold of me and try to set that up, you know, if you dig around, email or whatever. But commerce is the goal here at the Tyrell Corporation. More human than human is the motto. If you've ever seen that Harrison Ford movie called Blade Runner.
Yep.
Well, in effect, I think that's what they've done. I mean, it's nice to know the process. What's happened here, and those that worship Mammon are handed over to a reprobate mind. So even Elon Musk, whether some people think he might have conceded somewhat to Christianity, he calls human beings meat sticks. and you know, we will be irrelevant if we don't come integrated with computers. So what they started, or in earnest, it's been turned up, the volume or heat has been turned up since the late 1940s after World War II, is to convert us into creatures of privilege, where everything that we do is a licensed privilege granted from government. And that is the opposite of how we were founded, with the idea that, like you talked about, that the foundations of our government were that we had rights that really can't be taken away. Even the duped masses can't vote them away. And when you look into Kentucky's constitutions, the first two, I think, especially the first one, was written with the assistance of Thomas Jefferson. And in Section 10, it talks about how it's to forever remain outside the scope of the government to all.
Harrison Ford movie called Blade Runner.
Something weird just happened.
That's what they've done. I mean, it's nice to know the process.
Hearing myself come back through the phone again.
I've been hearing those that worship Mammon.
That just happened before. Hang on, Mike.
So even Elon Musk, whether some people think he might have conceived.
I'm not sure what's going on.
It's the replay.
Yeah, it did that before. Okay, I think Sam's got it. Oh, okay. Feedback coming through the line.
I'm not sure
what happened there. Okay.
Like 40 feet away from my phone.
Okay, it's coming through now.
Can you hear me?
Mike? I can. No.
Okay. Yeah, I do have about that much, a 3 or 4 minute delay on the computer sometimes, but I'm like, I don't know, 30 feet away from my computer. In any event, at the end of Section 10 there, where it talks about your right to self-defense, your mm-hmm. right to your conscience, to worship God, you know, which we just came into that. It's still in the news with Kim Davis, where other states allowed county clerks to not have their name on the licenses that they were issuing. Again, why do we go to the government to beg for permission to marry or to engage in holy matrimony?
Amen.
Why should there even be a license for that? They convert everything into a government-granted, regulated privilege. And then
that's right.
When you're into a contract, you're bound by the terms of the contract. It's kind of like the parable there of the wheat and the tares.
But there it is. It's you volunteer into it. And so as a result, whose fault is it? Is it their fault for saying, we want you to do this, or is it your fault for going ahead and doing it, rather than respecting the word? Well, but again, the misleading, think about the schools. Who's not allowed in that classroom? You can have the Roman gods. You can have the Greek gods. How about some Islam? You can have Satan, but you can't have Jesus. You can't have the Bible. And that's to tell people something right there. But the whole point is, this is his playground. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. And he chose to give us free will. But if we take that free will and we reject truth, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge and for rejecting knowledge. So what's happening here is we don't want to know the truth. We don't want to take the responsibility. If we can fix it, that would take work. And a lot of us aren't necessarily interested in the work. You know, you want to send your children to school, it's a free daycare. Well, everybody does it. Well, that's just how it is. Well, that's how it's supposed to be. Well, that's how it's always been. No, it's not. But that's what you want to believe. So that's what you're willing to do. And so when they take advantage and destroy your children, whose fault is it? It's your fault. And that's the thing. If it's not your fault, you can't fix it. And I loved what Betty was saying. How do we stop these people? Stop giving them money and stop doing what they say. Stop letting them have access to your children. Turn off their media nonsense. Amish people, there was no COVID because they don't have TVs. And then quit giving big business money. Don't shop with the bigs. Shop with your neighbors, your friends, people. Work together. And I know you can't buy a shirt from your neighbor, but you can start putting pressure on these companies and saying, look, if you're not going to, you know, manufacture things in America, we're just you know, it's like India. Well, we're homespun. That's what India did. They made their own salt and took a beating, and they started wearing homespun fabrics, not the British goods. You have to cut them off, and it's going to take work. It's going to take effort and sacrifice. But that sacrifice is a whole lot better than letting our country burn, be invaded by all these foreigners, and having the people be slaughtered with these COVID shots. Because that's what's happening. And I mean, I'm frustrated. I'm really, there's a radio show I don't call anymore. They won't let me talk. They hang up on me, you know, tell me what I can say about a subject. And I said, fine, I won't participate. And I've never done that. I'm not a quitter. But at some point, you have to just stop participating. And that's truly what it's going to take. And it's not going to be everybody that's going to do it. But once people see something like 3 million people have done the kind of Kelby Smith where you're notifying them of your status and removing yourself from their thrall, from their control. And that's 3 million. It's only 1%. We have a lot of room to grow. But
I recently contacted a group that claims it's more like 30 million, but, you know, where's the...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you know, you notify the Secretary of State, both state and federal, and of your status, because these contracts were fraud, right? For instance, my parents did not have to have a Social Security number on me in order to claim me on tax deduction. That changed at some point during Ronald Wilson Reagan. He had six letters in his name, so a lot of people said he was 666, and he imposed that. You had to have a Social Security number in order to claim a tax deduction on a child. And so I was told by my parents, misinformed, that I had to get a Social Security number. And I said, well, how is that not the mark of the beast? If you want to get a driver's license and a job, you have to get the Social Security number. And so when I was all through school, a lot of the children that had them, they were tricked into memorizing them because you could get bonus points on a test. So where does that put that?
Right.
In your forehead. So it's literally the number of your name. I just saw Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's Social Security card, and it had a date on it of 2012. And back, you know, I don't know why he had to get one in 2012, but it's fraud because the card isn't your number and the name on it isn't your name. It's in all capital letters. His had the middle name on it. I don't know when that started, but, you know, all the ones that I ever saw only had the middle initial, you know, even though it was in all capital letters. And, for instance, if your middle initial was K, it didn't have a period after it. So that's not English. That's not your name. You flip it over and look on the back, and it'll give you an address to return the card if it's found because they claim it's the property of the Social Security number. Their company,
there it is.
Social Security Administration. So it's not your card, not your number. So
it's their number for you as chattel property in this corporate enterprise.
It's a trust entity. It's not even you.
There you go.
It's an artificial person that they've tricked you into creating. In the book of Revelation, it says the beast causes all to receive the mark. It doesn't say it necessarily forces. So,
well, and the beast is a system.
In the chattel thing, in the wheat and the tares, what first happens, though, people that believe in a rapture, what first happens? The tares are first bound to be burned, and then the wheat is gathered. So you want to be remnant. You don't want to be the ones to be bound up. So the question becomes then, and I've heard this for decades, that you can opt out. You can opt out. Fraud vitiates all contracts, and all these different guys have different methods. And a lot of them are in jail, or they're not in the country. But the Bible tells us to be in the world, not of the world. So when it says, my people come out of her, that you be not partakers of her plague, if this is a global system, and they're trying to implement this global system in a lot of ways, how do we come out of her? It has to be...
Well, you come out of her by breaking that contract. And remember, the people that are in jail, I've been watching and participating in this for 20 years. So I watched Erwin Schiff get arrested and died chained to a bed. So, but here's the thing. people who are filing a zero return, you may not owe them anything, and you may file that return. But remember, within that system, they can say you whatever they want. They can say you owe you $1 million if you never even earned $1 million. So the system itself is the lie. And the reason that the people are in jail is because they never got rid of all of their connections, their contracts. So they reach around to touch you with a contract that you didn't pay attention. You know, you have a birth certificate, you have a social security number, you have, and this is what they're doing. Like if you go into court, they say if you have three forms of ID, you know, a driver's license, a birth certificate, a social security number, they say they assume you're a U.S. citizen. You have to refute that assumption. And most of these people were standing up saying, I have a right. It's my right to pay zero taxes because I didn't earn anything and a blah, blah, blah. And but they're doing it within their system. And this is why they wind up in jail. What I'm telling you is, if you when you look at people who have done Kelby Smith, Better Business Bureau, I mean, call them and check. You don't wind up in jail. They make it perfectly clear where the schism is. Okay, you are either their property, their corporate chattel, or you're not. If you are not, they leave you alone. And I know that for a fact because I live that way. And I mean, I have children that I got birth certificates and social security numbers for, and then the last ones I didn't because I realized what was happening. But the truth never changes. And this is the key I want people to think about. The God in heaven that made you still is the God in heaven that made you. These men who are posing as your authorities, it's a lie. You cannot participate with it. You cannot acquiesce to it. And that's what's happening. So you're going to have to stand. It doesn't matter if you get hurt. It's like driving the car and sometimes you get carjacked. Well, are you going to never drive? When you have the opportunity in this country at this point to still speak your mind and still file the paperwork that tells them that you are not a participating contracted party. And so you don't need licenses. You know, I travel in my private conveyance. That's what my...
So many of their henchmen, though, that they, that are armed and supposedly sworn, which I say how arrogant the oath, you know, my Lord says swear not at all. They've convinced so many of their henchmen that they have the power and authority. So that's
right, and that's the carjacker. And now I'll tell you what, but the henchmen, a lot of times you tell them, go check with your supervisor. And even the henchmen, you know, will do the right thing. But again, it's
except check the weather forecast on a red flag day or run tank into a church. They didn't bother to check, or maybe they did check the weather forecast. But yeah, there's no. I think it seems kind of random sometimes what some people are allowed to get away with as far as trying to correct or the defects of status that we have in this system of government. But you know, you can find success stories. But the other thing to watch out for is the FBI, since Hoover has been doing information counter disinformation. So sometimes they'll allow people to run along as a fly trap to catch anybody that is susceptible to things. So you
but here's the thing:
out.
The
you have to watch
but
out
the
for
perspective
the
from where
you
you're
know, the Phil. The, what's it, what was the guy you named earlier? I've got his
Kelby bullets. Smith.
Irwin Schiff.
Yes.
Watch out for the Eddie Kanes and the Irwin Schiffs and the whoever else you can think of that have put got a lot of people in jail.
But here's the thing. The difference between an Irwin Schiff and a Kelby Smith is the Kelby Smith is doing this from the perspective of God made the men made a club, the club made rules, code, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club by contract. Irwin Schiff and a lot of people who don't believe in God or don't believe, well, I'm just not sure. Well, I'm an atheist. I'm an agnostic. Well, that's why you suffer, because you have no power. The power comes from the truth. When these people know that you are run by the living God, all they do is back up and run away. They don't come after you because it's protected even in the Constitution, even in our own government documents. They respect the truth. Truth is the defense for all. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the producer's talking to you. I'm one of the volunteers.
Oh, we're running to a break.
Okay.
We're running to a break. Hang on to the other side.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this...
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love.
That's right, folks. We've got to be undivided from the truth. There's one God in heaven. He created each and every one of us with a right to be free and to and with an obligation to honor and revere the truth. So anyway, Mike, you want to finish up with whatever you've...
I was just going to say...
Mike, are you still with us?
If you can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I was just going to say, if you look over on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, I've got a few posts over there. You can click on my name and find the, you know, try to message me that way if you fool with Facebook.
Well, yeah, that would work. I'm probably just going to call Sam and because the board op has your number, right?
I'll make sure if he can hang on or put me on.
Yeah, if you can just leave him your number. I had somebody in Kentucky that wanted to get with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
And do we have, I don't know if we have time for any more callers, but I'll tell you what, it's so important that we understand that we've got to be fearless in this. We cannot run around and respect lies. And the bottom line is we are a created entity. We have an owner. We have a right to worship and to serve our owner as slaves. If you look at what they want you to do in the federal government, they want you to be their chattel slaves and serve them. That's the choice you're going to have to make. If you're not sure there is a God, pick up the Bible and read it. see if you see anything false, anything that's not true, anything. Because as I've read the Bible, I've never seen one inaccuracy or falsehood. And I've never read a book where there was not an error, not an error in printing, grammar, and facts. I've never read a book that didn't have some error, except that one. And that is the key. It was the foundation of this nation. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, shall make you free. But you cannot be free if you don't even understand you're supposed to be free. If you think you're supposed to be ruled by a bunch of pedophiles and Satanists, well, then you're going to keep giving them your money, I suppose. You're going to keep giving them access to your children, and you're going to keep doing what they say. Well, then you can expect that you're going to keep getting the destruction of this nation. So I know it's difficult. You know, a lot of us have lost family and friends because of what we say, what we think. They're now calling us terrorists and criminals. I think they're calling Joe Rogan a terrorist or traitor because he's not sure what to think about what Putin's doing because of the amount of lies they tell us. That's just common sense. I'm sorry, Board Op, is it? I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time with this phone today. Oh, we're coming to the end here. Okay, well, we will see you next week. We'll do better next week. Thank you for your calls, and we'll talk to you next week.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Undivided. Oh, yeah.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh,
yeah.
You're going to go to jail.
Undivided.
I wish we did anything like that.
Yeah,
why we got to be all white and all black?
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.